Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, everybody.
And Heather. Hey, Heather.
Hi, everyone.
And Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay.
Hey.
Lindsay's sitting with the fan directly on her, and she's got like the Fabio hair waves there.
Yeah, it's hot. It's hot. 99 degrees today. It is almost over.
I did see Tuesday our high is 72 with the dip down overnight to like in the 40s, and I'm like, come on, fall.
Oh, y'all are gonna upset me soon.
I'm ready for crispy leaves and sweatshirt days. Heather's not, because that means she has to go back to work.
No, I actually am mad. We did not get many pool days because it has been rainy and kind of cold, like in the 70s here. So not like super nice, but great like state fair weather, which is coming. So that's good.
You know, we didn't put our pool up this year because that was what happened last year for us, was that I felt like it rained the whole summer. And every time I had time that I could float in the pool, it was like raining. So I was like, forget it. I'm done. Not this year.
We have 2 days coming up. It's supposed to be 90 this weekend. Well, like next weekend, I guess, whatever.
For a last hurrah before you head to go back to school. Okay. So I have to talk about something that's really making me, I'm upset about this. I'm very angry about this, and I don't quite know what to do, but I want to make our listeners aware of this and that this is not my choice. This is not any creator's choice. So as all of you know, we use Patreon to help support the podcast, right? We use it, that money that comes in, it helps us maintain the software we need and to upgrade equipment and all of that kind of stuff. Like we can print stickers because we have a Patreon, and we can do all the things that we do because we have Patreon. So starting in November 2024, Apple is going to, this is Apple's doing, is going to start instituting a 30% fee when you join Patreon through their app. So if you're already an existing Patreon member, this will not affect you. But if you are thinking about joining our Patreon, and you're like, oh, I'm sitting on my iPhone, I'm going to go to the iPhone and I'm going to get on the app and join. Don't. Stop. Freeze. Use the web browser. So the App Store and Apple are choosing to tack on a 30% fee when you join Patreon if you join through the app.
30% of each month or the first month?
The first month, I believe. The way it reads right now is it's just the first month.
But unless, it doesn't do it if you go through the web browser?
It doesn't do it if you do it through what? Unless you use your Apple, like, you know how you can put subscriptions to your Apple account?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will continue to charge the 30% on those subscriptions. Mm-hmm. If you bill it through Apple.
I don't think mine's billed through Apple.
Mine's not either.
So if you go through the web browser, you're fine. There will be no extra fee. We have no control as creators over this fee coming. It's the same reason that like Amazon doesn't sell ebooks through their app anymore and all of this stuff. So it sucks, but I really care about everybody. And I'm always so grateful when somebody joins our Patreon. I don't want you to get hosed.
Yeah.
Yeah. 30% can.
It's a lot. I mean, if you're only a $5 member. He just became like an $8 member.
Yeah. No kidding.
So, So just so you know, if you're going to join our Patreon, this doesn't start till November. So check your Patreon billing and how you do it. But if you're going to join Patreon, just join through the web browser.
Interesting.
So it made me very angry. I hope you'll join our Patreon though. Just because I think it's pretty cool. I heard from Jen Ellen this week. So you all got your swag packs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were super sized. Some of it was repeat stuff. Because what we did was, is I had extras. We've been doing swag packs for 2 years now.
Holy cow.
And whenever I ask an author to send me Patreon stuff, I ask them to send me 50 pieces because we can vary anywhere from 30 members to 40 members that get swag packs. So in case something gets ripped or ruined, I just want to make sure that I have enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I had all this extra stuff from the 50 pieces. And when we first started, we didn't have 30 to 40 members. I think I used to send out 12. So I was like, oh, you know, I have this huge bucket full of stuff and I hate that it sits there and it isn't being used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, August is going to be super sized.
Nice.
And so they were extra big. There was lots of cool stuff in them. I hope everybody found stuff they had loved and maybe stuff they never got before. So.
I can't even remember.
That's I don't know fun. If I got stuff that I haven't gotten before, but it was all good.
Heather didn't. Yeah. I don't think Lindsay did either because they've gotten them all along.
I have to tell you, Krista Sandor's chapstick is the best. And I'm like almost out. I use it every single night.
Wait, better than Marie Johnston's?
Mm-hmm. Well, I do like Marie's, but I actually like Krista's a little bit better.
Okay, so I'll send Krista an email. Maybe she can sponsor.
It's really good.
Some chapstick. Lindsay, what's wrong?
I think we're going to have a fight.
About chapstick?
Oh, no.
Have you tried Krista's?
Nobody got Marie Johnston chapsticks is because they're my favorite. And I think Becky brought me like 8 of them in Kentucky.
I did.
I have so many.
I still have 3.
Because I feel like you need to also try Krista's to have a fair comparison. To be fair, I put Marie's in my like Lululemon thingy that I, you know, like my purse thing. And then I put Krista's on it. So
I think Krista's, the one I got from her, I think was an SPF. So does she have multiple?
I don't know.
There's like, I don't care about SPF.
I live in Minnesota. I'm just kidding. Like
good for you and all, but it doesn't taste great.
Mm-hmm. I will. No, it's fine. I'll send a picture tonight in the chat.
Oh my gosh. Chapsticks are a hot topic for us.
I'm not even a chapstick user. Like, just so you know, somebody the extra chapsticks that get left, like the boy child takes them. He goes through a thing of chapstick like every 10 days. So he loves all the chapsticks that come in.
Yeah, I love the desert. I need the chapstick. I'm constantly getting dried out. But somebody at Knockout had a mint chip flavored chapstick.
Oh,
that was amazing. But Abby Zander's had a baby chapstick. It was the same flavor, I think, as Marie's, but it was like half the size of the chapstick.
Oh, I thought it was like baby smelling or baby flavored. I'm like, what's that?
No, it's like a half tube. It's so cute. It's so tiny. It's so cute.
It just so tiny. Same. I was like, isn't that baby powder? Like, how does that?
That would be gross. There's only like 2 flavors of baby chapstick. I would think it would either be like poop or baby powder, neither of which should be a chapstick.
Hey, we should like circle back around another topic.
We went left field. Okay. Yeah. Also over on our website. So if you haven't visited the website recently,
probably gonna want to do that. We won't talk about chapstick there.
We don't talk about chapstick on the website. Over on the website, we're taking nominations for the best and bushiest beards in contemporary and dark romance for our November Sip and Discuss episodes. Nominations are open until the 25th of this month of August. And then we'll go into round 2, which will be a voting round. And then we'll go into round 3, which will be the finals with the top 4. The only reason I put this up here now is because what I wanted to talk about real quick was, if it's an author that we have covered a ton of, for example, like Drake by Sawyer Bennett, he has a great beard. We already did a quick shot on him. And we have covered Sawyer's books at nauseam, like at length. Now, we're still going to cover him over on quick shots because we know many of our community listeners are curious what Heather and I or whoever and I read them, think about them. But it doesn't make sense for us to continually like There are so many authors. And with a limited number of episodes we do each month, I want to make sure that we are covering as many new to us debuts, different genres. Like, I'm really proud of how, like, we've gotten into diversity and making sure that we're covering different voices in romance. But just, you know, for the beard episode, we are looking for beards, potentially of books or authors that we've never covered. Yes. AKA, we have done beard science.
A lot.
We've done the Winston brothers a lot.
We have.
And it isn't that we don't love the Winston brothers, because we do, but everybody knows we love the Winston brothers.
Right. But you
we're
know,
looking for new beards to love.
There might be some beards in the Smarty Pants that we haven't touched on, but we've covered. There's a whole episode dedicated to Smarty Pants.
No, we haven't done the wolf version of the Winston brothers, and they have beards.
Is that the PNR out of this world?
It's the new Smarty Pants series. So Smarty Pants has a new series where they're redoing, it's an alternate retelling. So like they did the alternate retellings that are historical for Knitting in the City. For the Winston brothers, they are doing paranormal and their wolf shifters.
Okay. Anyway, if you have a bearded hero that you really love and you think that we should read, put him up for nomination. I have a going list. But yeah, I mean, I love a beard. So give us all your bearded reads, right?
I'm going to be really sad when beards go out of style.
They will never go out of style in my house.
I don't think they're, there's always going to be somebody.
I mean, Wander shaved his, and it was a sad day. I mourned for like...
I'm sorry, what?
Don't you remember about six, remember, 8 months
ago? We had
ago?
Like a whole... Yeah, we had a whole like hot topic discussion. Oh, because
it's back now.
Yeah.
It's back now. So thank
Deep
God.
Breath, Heather. It's back now. Yeah.
I was thinking Wander.
Wander, yeah, the great...
I was not
the
not
silver
happy.
Fox that's the older guy on a lot of book covers.
Wander. I didn't realize he shaved his beard.
Yeah. Back in... Back like last summer, fall.
And then, yeah.
And there were tears.
And we were all like, we all like lost our minds.
I was going to say, because April, he had it.
And Heather smelled
I think
him.
That if my husband shaved his beard, I'm not 100% sure I'd recognize him. I'd be like, who are you?
She did.
Why
up.
Does the little bubbles always come up for me?
I don't know, because they don't come up for any of the rest of us.
Is it because of her hand gestures?
It is.
I'm just doing this.
But I don't know.
No.
Because, like, I don't know. Anyway, we have gone off topic. So let's talk about...
We're not even close to anything.
On this episode of Buzzing About Romance, we are trading in our summer vibes for back-to-school energy. But don't worry. This isn't about your typical student-teacher romances. We aren't touching on the taboo. We're bringing you book recommendations featuring students and teachers without those taboo dynamics, whether it's a story of personal growth, academic rivals, or the pursuit of knowledge and love outside the classroom. We've got the perfect reads to get you back into school spirit, so grab your backpack, sharpen your pencils, and join us as we dive into these scholarly romances. So one of the things that I was noticing as we were going through these books, pulling my recommendations, I feel like teachers and waitresses are the female version of blue collar heroes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, yeah. I can see where you would think that.
I don't have a lot of female teachers. Isn't that weird?
Oh, really?
Really? Because no. As I made my list, I'm
five.
Like, Heather's going to have this one. Heather's going to have this one.
Okay, well, I have six, maybe.
Okay.
I also read a lot of MM, so that's probably why.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably why. So I feel like it's kind of teachers, you know, it's blue collar, but it's not a blue collar job, because a degree is needed, an education is needed. It's labor intensive, but it's not labor focused.
Right. Yeah.
So I just, I don't know, it was a thought that crossed my mind.
You probably also wouldn't have a lot of students because you aren't a big fan of college, like, right?
I have a couple of student
Yeah.
romances, not a ton, but actually, so one of the things that I did kind of see was single parent. Lots of teacher romances are connected to single parent romances, but I didn't just stick to the traditional teacher either. She's the ballet teacher.
I've got that one. Sorry, seven.
Wait.
I have that
Well, maybe we
one too.
all
Okay,
have
wait,
different
well, maybe we
ones.
may all may be talking about that. I mean, there's a few ballet teachers.
So,
I'm
okay.
gonna put a different one down.
That's fine.
So, before we get into all of our book recs, what we liked about them, what we don't like about them, I do want to touch a little bit on why we are not doing the taboo. So, as everybody knows who listens to the podcast, Heather is a educator. And it you don't love it.
No. Well, I mean, ew. I
And
mean,
I'm
not to yuck someone's yum, but.
well, we're not going to yuck anyone's yum, but like for Amanda, the power dynamic is very skewed in a student-teacher romance.
It is. And if I pick any that I enjoy, it's typically like a female teacher and a male student, like only like one or two. And it's only because like the student is older, there's not that much of an age difference. Like, but once you get outside of that, yeah, the power dynamic's a little too hard for me to get into.
I do have one book that I guess I have a couple that are student teacher, but they're professor students, but not really professor, maybe TA, teaching assistants. But also I do have like I went looking and I only know of one. So if you know of another, I'd really like to hear it. It is a non-traditional student, meaning back to college later in life. Student professor, I would love more of those. The only one that I could think of was Mary Carr. She has one called, I don't know, I'll find it as we go through this list. Oh, Come Monday. She's an untraditional older student and he's the professor. She also works in the family bar. It's her Wild Irish series. She works in the family bar. He comes into the bar, they have a one night stand, she goes to class the next day, and guess who her English professor is?
Fun fact, that book right now is free on Amazon.
Yeah, it's
Oh,
a
nice.
it's if you've never read Mary Carr, it's great. There are lots of thruples in it. And it's gonna connect into her new hockey series that she just started.
I have one. It's a BDSM kind of book. So if that's not your jam, then you're probably not going to like this. It's called Professor Daddy by Nora Phoenix. It's a college professor and he's an older student. He's like 27, 28. So, yeah.
But we do get into ones where like medical students, but I don't know what to call their mentoring doctor. Like Irresistible Wild by Jay Sommin. She's a medical student. He's overseeing her current rotation.
Oh. Oh,
So
yeah.
advisor, teacher, mentor, I don't know how that falls. I guess he's also a professor because he teaches an in-class.
Interesting.
How that works. She's got quite a few that are like that, Jay Salmon, where they're in residency and they have a doctor they're reporting to.
Well, she also has the other Dr. Heartless. She's a teacher and he's a doctor and they're neighbors.
And Dr. Mistake,
Oh,
I
that's right.
think,
He's her, also her
mentor
mentor.
person, whatever we call that.
I don't, yeah.
Attending, is that what they are?
Yeah, they're
Yes,
attending.
that's
That's the word, attending.
it.
So,
Look at the teacher pulling out the
pulling out the
terminology.
words. Okay, so I say we just start going through our list. I did not make any discussion points. I just figured let's get the book recs out. And we can talk about them. I think we're going to have a lot in common that that many of us have read, and we can talk about why we like it or why we don't. So let's just get into this. I will say there are not a ton of small town teacher romances that I could find.
There should be more. I find that really odd because there should be more. And I think, like, I was really surprised there weren't more by, like, Catherine Cowles or, like, other small town.
Laura Pavlov, like, Catherine Cowell. Like,
almost all of mine are small town.
What? Well, then tell us.
Tell us. Who do you... Because, like, A.L. Jackson, she has one, the first one in her Redemption Hill series. She's a teacher.
Well, she... Yeah, but then so is Tessa.
Oh, that's right.
So they're both teachers. So I had those two.
But is that really small town or is that suburb?
Well, yeah, that's true. They're probably not small town, but, like, I have, like, Jessica Prince has a few.
Okay.
Like, Dead to Rights, which is the first one in her new series. Lennon and Pope. Like, it's a small town in Tennessee, and she moves, like, from the big city. She's gone through a divorce. She comes into town. They end up having, like, a one-night stand, super hot. He's, like, he runs the motorcycle club in town, kind of. And they have a one-night stand. She leaves him the next morning, and then it turns out she is his niece's teacher. Okay. So when he has to, he's, like, kind of taking care of his niece, and he goes to pick her up, and she's there with him, and it's like, oh, you're the one I've been searching for, kind of thing. So okay. That was a really good one. I really like that one a lot.
Natasha Madison has one where hero, that they have a one night stand. She gets pregnant, but she can't get in contact with him. He changes his phone number. Something happens. And it's when he goes to pick his nieces up from school that they run into each other.
She's a twin, the girl. Yeah,
figure out what book that is, Heather. That should be on your list because she's a teacher.
I do have a small town. It's actually a whole series of teachers. It's called South Rock series, and it's by my favorite, A.J. Truman. And so it's a whole series of high school teachers in this little town in New York. And they're all kind of like, there's the drama teacher, there's the gym teacher, there's the science teacher, super cute. It's all MM, and they're kind of just really fun reads, and they have adorable covers.
Amanda, what else did you have small town?
Yeah, I also have Passing Notes by Nora Everly, which is in the Smarty Pants world. And that whole series, like, that's all school teachers in Green Valley. So in Passing Notes, Nick is the school teacher, and then Clara actually becomes a substitute teacher at that same school. So they're both teaching in the school. So I think there's two out. I think Piper Sheldon did the second book, and then there's a third book coming out in the same you know how they do their releases. So it's going to be another one in the teacher series. So those are all small town.
So they have Passing Notes, Band Together, and then they have two more in that series coming out in the fall release. Yeah, so it'll be four total this year. I think it's a new series where they just started releasing them this year.
Yeah. Passing Notes is really good. I mean, it's Clara is, she's one of the sisters, like all of her sisters are in part of like the Oh Brother series from Nora Everly that she did with Smarty Pants, like the Green Valley Library.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I really liked it. Like it was really good. He's a single dad. You know, it's a second chance. Like they were together when they were kids. There was like a big miscommunication and, you know, they had a big falling out, and that's a really good one. So I recommend that one. So like anybody.
Are they both teachers? I thought he was the teacher.
He's the teacher. She is kind of like taking a sabbatical, and her younger sister is kind of having problems at school. So she becomes a substitute and she starts teaching there as well. So they're both teaching at the school.
Jenny says it's called the Teacher's Lounge series. That's part of
Teacher's Lounge. I couldn't remember what it was called. I kept thinking back to school.
The only reason I made the statement I didn't have a lot of small town. I think I do have some, but what I think I meant was the typical small town authors that we think of, they didn't have a teacher in their series. Catherine Cowell.
Gotcha.
I went looking like through the Miles Brothers because that's the Claire Kingsley series that I have read from start to finish. They didn't have a teacher in that. But Maggie Gates had a teacher. which is my favorite book in that series, and it was Small Town. What Heals Us by Maggie Gates.
Yeah, I had that one on my list too.
She was a kindergarten teacher. He was the fireman.
Yeah.
I still, I just love that book.
The Natasha Madison book is Only One Mistake. It is book 6 of 8 in the Only One series.
Okay.
Some Small Town. I had the Teacher's Lounge series on my list too, but I also had Make Me Yours by Melanie Harlow. Like, she's a kindergarten teacher.
Yes, and that one, I really loved that one because, so she could come off sounding very immature. And I think this is one where a character fits into their chosen profession so well. So when you read that book, she can come off as really immature, but she's a kindergarten teacher. She's constantly making crafts with construction paper and thinking of things in the terms of how does a 5 or a 6-year-old view the world. And I think that that's one of the things that actually makes that book so dynamic, because she's so awkward because she spends her days talking to 5 and 6-year-olds. So talking to a grown ass man and sexting him on accident is like, okay.
A big oops. But I thought Melanie Harlow had more teachers. I thought If You Were Mine, she was a teacher. I didn't go back through all of them to figure it out.
But yes, I know If You Were Mine is a, I haven't read it in a long time, but If You Were Mine was, she's a teacher.
And then I wasn't sure. I think if you go like all the way back to her original, I thought one of the ones from the original, like Forked series, like one of them, I thought she was a teacher. But Melanie Harlow was a teacher. Like, she taught English, I think English and social studies. So she does teachers really well. I think she doesn't write more of them because of her background.
Laura Pavlov was a elementary teacher as well.
But does she have any books?
I don't know. I'm kind of far behind.
I found her books to be a lot like Bella Matthews. So if you watched her Sip and Discuss on The Sweet Spot, I feel like Laura Pavlov, it's all surface, no stakes.
It's the vibe. Harville James is also, I think, a teacher. And her first book in the Emerson Falls series, Tangled, it's a one night stand and like in a small town, and then they get to work and they're like, oh, you work here too.
Oh, I didn't read that one. That's nice.
It's like funny. She's like, oh,
but does she have any other teachers? Like, her Billionaire series didn't have a teacher. And does her current series?
Her Ladies Who Brunch don't. They're, none of those are teachers. And maybe because she's still a teacher.
Right.
Right.
You know who actually writes quite a few teachers? Olivia Dade.
Oh, yeah.
40 Love is a teacher on vacation. But then she has a series that fits back to the high school that teacher from 40 Love works in.
Is there one where they're both teachers that she wrote? I haven't read it, but yeah, there's one they both are.
Yeah. I'll look it up. BK Borison's Mixed Signals is a small town baker, and he's the local teacher.
I also had for Small Town, Aurora Rose Reynolds has Until December. December is a teacher, and she's actually a teacher at the school where Gareth's kids go, and he's a single dad. And
well, also her For Never, it's summer vacation, she's a teacher moonlighting as a PA.
That's right. I forget that she was a teacher.
Teach Me
as well.
Teach Me by Olivia Dade. They're both teachers. Okay.
Game Changer, which happens to be one of my favorite Kelly Jameson books. He's a professional hockey player, and she's a teacher, and she's a runaway bride.
Oh, I forgot, like, she was a teacher.
I purposely didn't mention it because I was like, I'm talking about this book at any chance I get, because if you haven't read it, I don't know
what you're doing with your life if you have not read this book. Like, it's okay if you've not read any other Kelly Jameson books. This book actually straddles 3 series.
Yep.
It straddles her Chicago Aces, her New York.
Oh, Amanda.
The wins. Oh, God. He's a win.
There's so many books.
He is a whale.
It's not
Game
a new book.
Changer. No, it's Game Changer. It's the
Game Changer.
one with the hotel scene at his brother's wedding where
Jackson Wynn.
and
Oh.
they
And they have
mutual
their like
masturbation.
quiz show friends. Like that's how they actually meet, is they're on this like quiz show team. They're like nerdy, but like, yeah, they're it's so good. So good.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
I'm Amanda, you haven't read it?
No, I know, I know. There are so many books. I'm
There
like,
are.
I have so many of her books to read. Like, I know.
There are
So,
a
do
lot of
you
books.
remember all the details of these books? Because that's not a new book. No, it's not. But it's a favorite.
A
But I know
favorite.
that
It's a
I've
favorite
read
of
it
theirs.
my
Four
favorites.
times.
I have to reread my favorites every few years because I forget. This is when you go, oh, don't I have a Goodreads shelf for that?
No, I have no Goodreads shelf.
Well, this is where the problem lies, Lindsay.
Yes. I
So
mean,
if you have never read Susan Stoker, she has a teacher, and
yes.
it's Trusting Skylar in the Silverstone Tire series, which is so good. She's a kindergarten or elementary teacher, and there's some suspense in
Yep.
there. It's real good. Real good.
That's a good one. I also had for
Oh.
another small town because I lit like there I have very few that are not small town. I have the novella that starts off the Walker Rose, like the Bourbon Country series. Like it's Bourbon Bachelor. So she's a school teacher. She actually teaches his son and they've had some parent teacher meetings, but her friends talk her into going to a bachelor auction and she ends up buying him at the bachelor auction. It's a really it's a short book. It's really cute. There's a lot of chemistry. It's Bourbon Bachelor by Walker Rose. So it's Scarlett and Tate. So
Savor
if you're
it.
looking to check out that, yes, I have Savor It too. Yeah.
Savor It by Tara DeWitt, which we did for one of our early Sip and Discuss books, which did you see? She did a
Yes.
cover
Yes.
reveal? No, just.
It's very pretty.
No, she did the mass market cover reveal for Savor It, but she's just been like teasing about book two. Like the title's out, but I don't think there's a
The
cover.
title's out and it has a release date, which it's next May, you
Yes.
guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so Savor It by Tara DeWitt. She's a teacher, high school teacher, right? Drama.
Yeah, they don't talk about her being a teacher very much because she's kind of like it's summertime and like she's doing some other things like on her farm. She's kind of got the flower thing going and some other things. So they don't talk about her being a teacher a ton. But yes, she's a teacher.
So Craft by Adriana Locke. He's the history teacher, she's the librarian, and he annoys the hell out of her.
That's fun.
Ooh,
And that's
love that.
so there's that one. And that's small town. So don't you feel like we lack like coach
No.
teacher books? Like
I have one. I think I only have one on here. Like Kiss
he's
Me Tonight by Maria Lewis. That's book two in that
okay.
series. And she's actually the football coach. And he comes in, the former football player, to be her assistant coach.
Okay.
And like her whole
Ooh.
family's like football royalty. It's like I think it's a small town in Maine. That's a really good one. I like that one a lot. It's Aspen and Dominic.
Okay.
Well, the book we just read, well, the coach thing, like, is it just teaching, like coaching in the sense of teaching, or like coaching and teaching? Because he becomes a coach.
Oh, the next
Like
best
he becomes
fling,
a
yeah.
coach at the school, the next best fling. Melanie Harlow has another one where the book five in
Yeah.
the Cloverleaf Farms, he retires from baseball and becomes a coach, a baseball coach at the school. And then The Dugout by Megan Quinn, she's a baseball coach. Like she's a student in that book and she's the baseball coach. And then she like her plan, she becomes part of her family business as a like coach mentor type thing. And then
Yeah, I didn't even think about Theo for the coach, like because he does become a high school coach in that book.
Dean in Getting Played by Emma Chase. Dean, he is, so that's another one that's a one night stand to like skip ahead. He's her teacher's son, or he's her son's teacher. and they reconnect that way. It's accidental pregnancy as well. And he, I think, coaches football and he teaches math.
So, because I've read Getting Schooled by Emma Chase, he's the football coach and she is his former high school sweetheart.
Yep, they're both coaches. So Garrett in Getting Schooled is also a football coach. So Dean and Garrett are best friends and they coach the football team together. And Callie in Getting Schooled, they're both teachers.
Does Ilsa Madden Mills have a teacher in her football stuff?
Who?
Ilsa Madden Mills. She has a football coach in her latest Montlake series where he goes back.
I haven't read those.
You haven't read that? Beauty and the Baller?
I don't remember very well, but I thought Juliet Cross in Bright Like Wildfire, I thought she was a teacher and then a drama instructor. Like a, I don't know what you call it when that's like an extracurricular thing you do.
I don't know.
But that's like a teacher and an extracurricular where you're like, teaching beyond
where I come from, they call them extra service agreements, so it's like an extension of your contract.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't know.
That's what
we know
that's what it is. If I recall correctly, I had a lot of students. I had less teachers. I didn't have either of my lists because I guess I don't read a lot of these or see previous comments about not keeping a Goodreads shelf to know what I've read.
I will also say Beauty and the Baller by Ilsa Madden Mills. He's the coach and she teaches at the school.
And I had one more I wanted to say before we switch to students. A Dish Best Served Hot by Natalie Kanya. Kanya? I can't. Sorry, I said that wrong.
Oh, that's right.
That's book two.
Yeah.
The one after a proposal they can't refuse. So it's Lola and Saint. And Lola is like, she's volunteering at the community center, but they need a teacher and she ends up filling in. And Saint's daughter is nonverbal and she won't talk to anybody. Nobody knows why. And she ends up being in Lola's class and she ends up kind of like opening up to Lola. That's like a community service, like acts of service. Like that's a fantastic book for anyone who hasn't read that series. I really enjoy it.
Okay, I have a couple more teachers, so we have to still stick with teachers here.
Oh, sorry. All right.
That's okay. My Killer Vacation by Tessa Bailey. He's a bounty hunter. She's an elementary school teacher on summer vacation.
Oh, I didn't even think about that one.
Love Hypothesis by Allie Hazelwood and Love Theoretically by Allie Hazelwood. They're actually student professors, college stuff. His Perfect Partner by Priscilla Oliveras. She's the dance teacher. He's the student's dad.
Mm.
And then That One Touch by Carrie Elks, daughter's dance teacher. And they're spicy.
I have Creek. It's by Nora Phoenix and E.M. Lindsay. It's a new MM romantic suspense. And they're both have lost a limb. And they met in PT and he's former military and the other one is a high school teacher and is like a surfer and it's really good.
Lindsay also Ella in The Broken One by Brittany Shaheen. She's a teacher. They don't get much into her teaching, but I know you've read that one.
Yeah,
I just gave that one to my sister. I got the special edition cover for like $12 off Mercari.
Oh, nice.
For her because they spelled Brittany's name wrong, but I got that one for my sister just this last week because I was like, she's going to have to explain the man covers to young children.
That's so funny.
I forgot that Ella is a teacher. Yeah.
Ella is a teacher. I mean, she ends up going, like, she's kind of like transitioning into fashion, but she's the teacher like in the first few books and then in the previous series and then in the start of this one. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Promise Me Forever by Layla Hagen. She's a teacher moonlighting as a nanny for the summer.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. And I think Layla might have more teachers. I just didn't dig deep because a lot of her series are billionaires. So I think I that was something that I noticed too. A lot of times with billionaire romances, we'll see them balanced with a teacher or a waitress.
Yeah.
To kind of.
Yeah, and I feel like I had more, but my shelves were just not.
Shelves properly. Weren't given.
Marie Johnston, obvious, she has the ballet teacher and she kind of moonlights.
Oh, Tova. Yeah, that's true. Because I was looking and I was like, man, she didn't have like any traditionally like school teachers in her series, but I forgot Tova's the ballet teacher.
I love that. Well, Tova, she is the ballet teacher, but she also teaches pole dancing. And that's, yeah. I mean, I love her.
Yeah.
And that's a temporary memory. And that series is done. So if you are a person that like needs to have all the books out, then now is the time.
I have to read the last one.
Learning Curve by Molly O'Hare. She's the teacher and he's the father of one of her students. Measure of a Man by Molly McLean.
Mm-hmm. Is she a teacher?
She's a teacher going to get her licensing for administration because she wants to be a principal.
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot she was a teacher. And I love that book. I know you had problems with the end of it, but I love that book.
It just went on too long. She just needed to cut like 100 pages.
That's fine. I was fine with extra Jinx. I didn't care.
The Feud too by Sawyer Bennett. She's the
school principal.
Oh.
Yeah, and I feel like, and there's another book that I've read recently where it's small town, she's come to town, and it's like second chance, and they meet when, like, meet the teacher night because she's setting up the classroom. Mm-hmm. And I just could not remember what book it was that I had read recently. Like, she's the school teacher and he's there.
So many more.
I know that I have read so many more, especially in the single parent realm where, you know.
There's a lot of single parent ones. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I also had a Embracing Her Heart by Melissa Foster. Like, that's book one in like the Braden Montgomery saga. Like there's like 20 books or something, but she's back in town teaching a theater class. So she's not like traditional teacher, but yeah.
What were you going to say, Lindsay?
Oh, one of my all-time favorite teacher books is Hard Crush by Marilyn Kelly. She's a teacher at his high school and he goes back for a reunion or some kind of award or something. And he's now like a tech billionaire and they reconnect and fall in love.
Does Marilyn in her hockey series have teachers?
I thought so. I thought she had a few, but off the top of my head, that's the only one I can recall.
See, I couldn't find one in the hockey series, but I haven't read Hard Crush. So
was there one, and does Sawyer Bennett have teachers?
I couldn't think of any either.
Like, the women always have really interesting careers, but I don't think there's any educators.
I also, to be fair, I did not go through my Kindle library. I just went through my Goodreads. That's and I have like 45. Yeah. So I felt like that was enough.
Okay, so let's talk students now. Let's talk romances where the main character is some kind of student. What I want to tell you is if you are an author listening to this, I would really like a cooking student book.
Oh, yeah.
Like somebody in culinary school or going back to pastry school or something. Because it's probably going to be a little bit older and they can fall in love with their professor. I don't care. But there were not any food-inspired teacher romances or student romances that I could find.
Yeah.
Melanie Harlow has one. There's ones that I can think of off the top of my head, but I don't necessarily recommend them. I'm going to lay it out there. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I know books, but I'm not going to put it out there because I didn't personally love them. Melanie Harlow has one where she went to culinary school and is now like trying to jumpstart her culinary career. It is not my favorite. It's my least favorite of all of her books.
But I want one where she's the culinary student in the class.
I think I have read one.
I just couldn't find any. I was very hungry while I was making my list last night.
That's fair.
I bought these stupid large cupcakes from Costco yesterday, and that's all I can think about is cupcakes and icing. Okay, students, I have Forging Legacy by Lainey Davis. So technically she's a TA and he's a senior student. And that's part of her Stag Legacy series. It's book two. And it's very interesting because they do a lot of secret dating. But it was spicy.
College, right?
Yeah, but college. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So she's awarded a TA, a teaching assistant position, even though she is not a grad student. It's kind of like her work study. She's just monitoring a study group. And it's supposed to be a freshman level class, but he is a star soccer player for the university. And he saved this math class for the very end. So like she's super smart and he's an idiot in more ways than one. He's an idiot.
Hmm.
But I did enjoy it.
One of my all-time favorite books ever. You guys know that. I reread it at least twice a year. It is Headstrong by Eden Finley. It is in the Vino and Veritas series. He is a college hockey player and he falls in love with the bartender at Vino and Veritas. And he's a college hockey player, but he's in school to be a farmer. And it is like there's cows and it's so cute. And they name the cows like hockey players, like Sydney. For Sidney Crosby.
I love that.
That's cute.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Kiss Me by Liz Lincoln. She's a social worker grad student. Watch Me by Liz Lincoln. She's a medical student. So there were lots of medical student romances.
Hmm.
So just so we know, I found quite a few of those. Office Hours and Sabbatical by Katrina Jackson, both of those college professors. And Office Hours is a PhD student and professor romance. But if you haven't read them, they're very, very good. And Katrina Jackson is a phenomenal author. Let's see here. Oh, Man Cave by Vanessa Vale. She's a teacher that starts her OnlyFans and he gets mad. Remember, she
Vanessa has a couple in that series. Remember, there's the elementary teacher.
Oh,
and she gets like stuck in Vegas.
That's the one. That's Man Cave.
Oh my gosh! But she has OnlyFans.
Well, remember, she makes best friends with the prostitutes, and they're like, "Hey, you can make money." Yes. And she starts to do OnlyFans, and he's like, "What the heck are you doing?" He gets really mad because he's stupid. That was such a good book.
It was so good. I don't remember the OnlyFans though. So, but OnlyFans, thinking of OnlyFans, very spicy. It's called For the Fans by Nyla Kay. Very, very.
Is she a student?
No, they're both students. Oh. And they both need money for college. And they're stepbrothers and they are enemies to like enemies and they go on to OnlyFans. Yeah, okay. Because they need money.
Nice.
I mean, I'm okay with all of that. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Take a Hint, good. Danny Brown by Talia Hibbert. She's a student.
Yeah, I didn't have like a ton of students, but I do have More Than Friends by Lulu Moore. They're both students and it's set in England. So Oz goes to school at Oxford, Kate goes to school at Cambridge, and they end up rowing against each other. So it's rival rowing teams. Which is a whole lot of fun. I think she's going to school for medicine and he's on track for business, but he wants to like go in for literature and become a professor. So That's a really good one. And I don't think I had any others. I put down Tour Wars by Carla Luna. Like they're not really students, but it's in the academic realm.
Well, but aren't they grad students? Because that's part of, they're grad students. They're doing their field projects.
Yeah, so I thought that was really, there's a lot of academic stuff happening there.
And maybe that's it. Maybe we need an academic, instead of students, it's academic.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we get college that's just college, right? Like new adult, 18, 19, 20, 21, stupidity. Mm-hmm. And then we get like this in-between sandwich level that's they're academics, they're grad students, PhD students. And I don't mind a PhD student or a grad student professor romance. Like, I don't, that doesn't bother me as much because at that point you're 22, 23. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's note to me, those play into boss employee kind of vibe romances.
Yeah, I agree. Or like if they're like you said, grad students and they're like the TA of this professor or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Stacy recommended Teach Me by Olivia Dade, Getting Schooled by Emma Chase, Love Theoretically by Allie Hazelwood, and Rumor Has It by Jill Chavez. And then she hasn't read it yet, but Just a Heartbeat Away by Kara Bastone.
I have quite a few. I have Allie Winter's Under Pressure. So in Under Pressure, they're working on a project together. They're both students and they're working on a project together about like alleviating stress. It's MMA. It is a Smarty Pants book. And then that series continues. I have a couple of just like blanket authors that write really good like college age romances where like the aspect of being a student is a big deal in the book. So like C.W. Farnsworth, like for one of her books, I did write down specifically because like being a student is pretty much like the arc of the book. For Left Field Love, it's not a book for everybody because it starts in high school and it follows their relationship all the way through college. They're both students during the whole period. And then it follows all the way. It's baseball. So he event like it follows all the way from high school to the draft. It's a lot. That book is a long book just because of the timeline and everything that happens that needs resolution.
But you really liked it.
I really like C.W. Farnsworth. She is probably my favorite author this year, which was really surprising because I'm really picky about college age books. Mm-hmm. Peter Scott writes fantastic college age books too, so like I would say those two are actually my favorite, which I was really surprised about because usually my favorite authors are not college age. Usually like they're not my favorite, they're like okay I enjoyed this book but moving on, like it's not memorable. But like the Ginger Scott books and the C.W. Farnsworth books, especially her series where, well, her books kind of just jump all over the place. And she's been writing a long time. So I've been getting like paperbacks of her books from Goodwills all over the country. And wait, like two
for
of them
who's? Have come. For who?
Ginger
Scott. For Ginger Scott.
Yeah, like two of them came signed. They didn't have the cover I wanted, but they were signed and I didn't expect that. Nice. I only spent $3.
Lindsay's all over the place tonight. You know who didn't? Oh. I didn't remember having a lot of teachers. Carrie Ann Ryan?
No. She didn't. Carrie Elks, Back to Teachers, That One Touch. We talked about the dancer romance, but I don't think we called it out.
Oh, That One Touch. Wait, it's... Wait,
That One Touch. She's a dance teacher. Yes. Okay.
Just so you know, Lindsay, be jealous. I just did a beta read on Presley's book. Or Marley's book. So that's...
You can spoil it for me. I'll wait to read it, and you can spoil it for me.
That One Touch by Carrie Elks is Presley's book. I just read Marley's book. I got a beta read of Marley's book.
Nice. So I have a couple more that are in, like, the vein of teeth. We're doing students, right?
It doesn't matter. Just give us your books.
Give us who you got, Lindsay.
There's Elle Kennedy, Maren Moore, and Veronica Eden. I really like Veronica Eden of the three, but her books are very lengthy, so just like keep that in mind. They're packed books, but everything gets resolved. Elle Kennedy, I like her books. I'm not like the biggest fan of her. And then Maren Moore, like she's really popular right now. I find her to be like a copycat-ish of Veronica Eden. Like a lot of the themes run very similar, but it's baseball. They're baseball books instead of hockey, which there's nothing wrong with that. I would say it's different enough to be original. But I just like, I read them back to back, quite a few of them back to back. So don't do that.
That makes it hard.
For student, one of my favorites is Penny Reed, her Elements of Chemistry series,
Yes.
Laws of Physics. Both of those are really good. They're both trilogies, so they're short novella style books where you can read like one back to back to back, or they're like longer. You can get them together in like one anthology, and they're a lot longer, like 600 pages long.
And I did the audio for those. I liked that too.
The audio is really good for them. I like the Laws of Physics because she's a PhD student, and her parents are like a Jay-Z Beyonce type like figure. They're like famous
Oh, nice.
musicians. So like she's dealing with the pressure of being like basically a child prodigy. She has a lot of anxiety issues from being in a male-dominated field as a very young female. There's a lot of like power play dynamics in that book. And then like the time jumps are a little complicated. It's hidden identity. I really like that
Jenny
one.
says the lessons in chemistry, they all come in one book now. They've been
Yeah, they
rebranded
both,
as one book.
I think they both come in one book now.
Yeah. Amanda, I can't believe you didn't mention Visions in White. He's a teacher.
Oh my gosh, he is. Oh, Carter.
Visions in
I
White by
totally
Nora
forgot about
Roberts.
that. He is. He's a professor
Well, no, he's
at
just
the
a high
private
school
school.
teacher, but not a
Yeah.
professor. He's just a
Well,
teacher.
but he's technically like, because he's like a doctor and they call him Professor McGuire, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Yeah. So that's what I meant, really. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. He's so cute. I can't believe I forgot that one.
That's the other thing. I would like more male teacher romances, like single mom male teacher. That's why I
Yeah.
think I said coach, because that would be an easy grab.
Transition to that, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if it like they don't rate a lot of male teachers because it's not like a super high paying, you know.
Right, it's not. It's not. But wouldn't you love like female billionaire and male teacher?
Oh
Yeah.
yeah. I
Yeah.
think my husband would love that. He'd be like, where do I find a male or a female billionaire?
Lainey Davis's, she has one where she's the female billionaire and he's the teacher and she has the kids come in and do, oh my gosh, which one is it? I'm gonna have to look it
I
up.
don't know which one. So I'm not as versed in her backlist as I am in her current list. Which, did you see the cute cover for the book that she has coming out in October?
I don't think I did.
It's
It's book
beehives.
one in Bridges and Bitters is
Oh,
the one.
and Bridges and Bitters, her new series is a
Fireball.
spin-off of the Bridges and Bitters.
Yeah. So he is actually a professor and she's a female billionaire in that book.
FYI, that is also free right now. Fireball. By Lainey Davis. Free.
Yeah, her new series, which The Hops was in, Against the Grain was the first book in the Planted and Plowed series, which I just love the name of that series.
Yeah,
The
that's fun.
second book is called The Berg and the Bees.
Oh, that's cute.
And they're like beekeepers, you guys. Beekeepers. Like, look, beekeepers. I don't
Oh
know.
yeah, that's super cute.
Isn't that super
Cute.
cute? Anyway. Okay, is there any other books? Is there any other books that we must talk about before we go on to the next thing?
I just have one more author. Carla Sorensen is wildly known for being a sports author, but a lot of her books actually they're students. So like her Smarty Pants crossover books, there's quite a few where they're students like transitioning into career. Like her first one in that, but her entire Ward Sister series, they're students except the book four. So faked, floored, focused, all three of them, they're in school still when the romance story takes place. So they're actually like college romances. And for Floored, she's a student studying abroad in the UK at Oxford with her
Okay.
idol, I guess.
Okay. So those are our student or teacher romances. It was a hobnob of a mess of books. If you would like to know the list of books, check out our on the shelf show notes at buzzingaboutromance.com. I will add them in after the show to help you create your TBR
I
with
just emailed one to you.
whatever list we have. It's fine. Okay, because guess what now time it is, guys? It's that time. I hope you got one. It's that time for Book of the Week. It's Book of the Week time. And Lindsay, you're up first. What's your Book of the Week?
I'm going to say the A Deal with the Devil by Elizabeth O'Rourke. I've been rereading that series. Love it. It's in a box set on Amazon now. I came across it in preparation for the box set episode we didn't do. And I was just like, you know what? I need like a mac and cheese read to keep me awake on my flight last night. So I reread it because I was like, it was also one of the only things that were downloaded on my freaking Kindle.
Oh, the horrors.
That's a bummer.
But also not unhappy about it. I really like that. It's a little bit more of a slow burn. He's like he's a plastic surgeon. She is a author or an aspiring author trying to write her book. She's taking care of a mentally ill family member financially. So she's in a bit of a pickle and she gets an opportunity to make $4,000 a week being his assistant. It is grumpy sunshine, I would say.
Love it. I love it.
Nice. It's really good.
Okay, Heather, what's your Book of the Week?
It is an ARC. It is The History Between Us by Ashley James. It is part of her Copper Lake series. It's a cowboy, small town, male, male. So Colt is a bull rider and he got hurt. So he's back in town during bull riding season. And his dad's best friend is back in town and he's the town doctor, and they had like a one night stand a few years ago, and Colt is like aggressively pursuing. It is so good. Colt is very cocky and arrogant, and William is a hoot. It's small town. It's so good. It comes out August 30th and you should 1000% read it.
Okay. Amanda, what's your Book of the Week?
So my Book of the Week is also an ARC. It is Take It or Leave It by Lainey Hatcher. This is book one in her it's like her first contemporary series because she typically does historicals. It's the Kirby Falls series, small town, North Carolina. The main, one of the main settings is like an apple farm. They have apple picking. There's a bake shop.
This part of that multi-author series that we've been talking about?
No, it's not the Cozy Creek. She does have one in the Cozy Creek. Hers is coming out last, but this is a series that she's doing like all on her own. It's like her first contemporary, like small town. It is like, I read she has the novella, like the prequel novella on her website. It's called Love 'Em or Leave 'Em. So I had read that. And then I signed up for the ARC for this one. I love it. Like the hero is Will Clark. He's a former baseball player who got injured. So he's home. He's grumpy about life. He's taking care of like the apple farm. And then he's just like, he is super grumpy. And then I'm just like, I brain farted on the heroine's name.
It's okay.
Becca. So she's from Detroit. She's always lived in the city. She kind of had some things going on. So she looks up like a list of the best small towns to live in America and ends up here. And she's staying there for like 3 months. They have like a hilarious meet cute. He has to kind of like rescue her. It's just like, I really like it a lot. There's like a cider, like in the first book, it's like Firefly Cider Bar. It's like the Apple Farm. I mean, it's like an adorable small town. Like
Does he have a beard?
He does have a beard. He is on my list for bearded heroes because she keeps like talking about how he smells so good. He smells like campfire and pancakes, and it ends up being like his beard oil.
I mean, I'm there for campfire and pancakes.
He's got like, I mean, he does the whole backwards baseball hat a few times. Like I am deeply obsessed with this man.
Kryptonite right there to sign us all up.
But as much as I love him, like, and I'm, you know, sometimes when you do like a grumpy sunshine, because she's very sunshiny, but she's like I just want to hug her, like sunshiny, like I love her. So if you haven't ever read Lainey Hatcher before, like this is a really good place to start. Like you're going to be obsessed with this town and these characters. Like I like it a lot.
Okay.
It's coming out Tuesday.
Sounds amazing. I'm going to have to go pre-order it.
So.
Okay. So my Book of the Week is If You Want Me by Helena Hunting. This is book 2 in the Toronto Terror series. I DNF'd book one because it was ridiculous. But I never want to be done with someone. Like, sometimes I have to take breaks from authors, but I had heard good things about If You Want Me. So I went ahead and I gave it another try. And it's an age gap, dad's best friend, hockey romance. And okay, so the opening scene is she realizes that she left her Batman themed dildo on his night or in a laundry basket at his house because she was staying with her dad and was feeling randy, but she couldn't do it in her childhood bedroom because of pink sheets and Barbies. So she's also cat watching his cats at his apartment while they're on an away game series, and she masturbates in his bed. But unbeknownst to her, he has cat cams that he installed 2 weeks previous because he wanted to be able to see his cats, whose names are Posty and Malone are his cats' names. And he wanted to be able to see them while he's on away games stretches. So, and there's video of her. Anyway, he doesn't watch it. He deletes it right away. But it's really good. I'm really enjoying it. The audiobook is phenomenal. So, anyway, If You Want Me by Helena Hunting. If you haven't read it, you absolutely should. Okay. So that's what we got for that. Make sure you join us back here Wednesday for our discussion of Crossroads by Devney Perry. Some of us have finished it and have thoughts.
I'm currently reading it.
And I'll be reading it tomorrow.
Some are currently reading it and some are starting it. Lindsay and I have big thoughts. Cannot wait to hear what everyone else thinks.
This is my first Devney Perry.
Is it really?
Oh.
Uh-huh. Interesting. I will be interested in your take. Just be warned, I think the word vibe and stakes will be involved in Wednesday's episode. And then we're back next Sunday night for our next episode. And we are going to talk about racing and racing books. So next weekend, we're all about the racing books. Fast cars, faster men, not always fast women.
I'm so excited.
Lindsay can't stop. She's like, I need That's all awesome. The racing. You can currently find a list of books for our upcoming Wednesday episodes on our website. And don't forget to follow us on social media for more updates and join our community of romance reading enthusiasts. If you love this episode, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform and share it with your friends. Your support helps us bring more exciting content to you every week. Also, I don't know if you guys noticed, but last week we dropped a special author spotlight episode into our feed. Those will be coming at random. Might be some new authors, might be some featured authors, some of our favorites. But just make sure you're following us on social media so you'll know when those author spotlights are dropping, because they will be random, just so you know. Okay, I think that's everything for back to school. If you are sending...
sorry for the chaos.
Yeah, we're not sorry. If you're sending kids back to school, have a great school year. If you're a teacher, hope it's a great year.
Have
for
a
you.
Great first day.
Right.
We salute you.
I love There's all the first no day of school
tired
pictures.
Like the first week of school tired. Just remember that.
Until next time, everybody, happy reading.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.